Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit ncl.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk.
With Aviva Insurance.
News today that the sales of second-hand clothing have risen by almost 200%. Thanks to resale outlets such as Vinted. So are we all becoming a little more conscious of our environmental impact? And is secondhand clothing really now in vogue? Well, someone who knows all about it is with me in the studio. It's Cian Charlton from 35 Vintage. You're very welcome, Cian.
Thanks for having me, Claire.
You must be delighted to hear this today, are you?
Oh, of course. It's great, yeah. Great for business.
But is it all being driven, do you think, this surge by platforms like Vinted?
I think it's definitely a huge part to play, for sure. Like, lots of people, I find, are shopping in-store as well. Like, we've kind of came off that COVID bump of shopping online and back to supporting small businesses again. So I've seen, like, a lot of increase in footfall in our store over the past 3 years, for sure. Whether that's the shop itself becoming more popular or just more people being around town and wanting to support small businesses, I'm not sure. But Vinted's definitely a huge part to play.
Well, you do hear that one of the side effects of Vinted is that people are bringing less stuff to places like yours and to charity shops. Do you see that happening, or is it having the effect that more people are aware of the fact that they can make money from their clothes now?
I think it lets everyone be a little entrepreneur and do a little clear out. And instead of having to feel like you're getting rid of stuff to a charity shop sometimes, like, we don't actually take clothes off the public. We buy stuff from wholesalers all around the world. I'd personally go handpicking stuff initially and all around the world sometimes to get, like, the nice stuff. And so we haven't seen a change in that, really. Some people come in trying to get rid of stuff, but we buy football jerseys specifically. We don't buy generally any other stuff because they're more hard to procure. But, like, look, Vintage, it has its pros and its cons. Like, you'll have to
Some
deal
people get
with a
lost
lot of,
on it, you know, and they don't know what to look for, and it's all a little bit overwhelming.
Spend a lot of time scrolling through it looking for stuff, but you can definitely get some good deals, for sure.
Well, you see, now you have the knowledge, you know, how do you find the good deals? Where do you find the good stuff? Because it's a minefield for a lot of people who haven't done it before. Yeah. And they get sick of it and then they go off and buy something new.
I feel like when you want something really specific, Google searching is a good way to find it, because that'll bring up loads of different options. It'll bring up your Vintage, your eBays and stuff, where you'll have, like, a global network of stuff. You want something really, really specific. But for most people who want to just shop, like, secondhand, pre-loved clothing, I think Vintage shops in the city are great. Like, you'll have them all quite close together between Temple Bar, Fade Street and Drury Street. They're all there within a kilometre radius. And
and the stuff is already curated. Someone has already gone through the quality control.
Like, we've handpicked every single thing just for ourselves. And I know most shops, we handpick everything and, like, have it tailored for everybody, all shapes and sizes. And we'll have what's in style and in trend at the moment. We're not trying to get rid of stuff necessarily.
So what do you think is going on then? Because increasing by 200% is an incredible figure.
Yeah.
Are we becoming more sustainable, or is it because the cost of living means that people just can't afford to buy new?
Yeah, I think there's definitely loads of factors. Like, cost of living has to be one. Like, people, well, I don't have, a lot of people I know are in their 20s don't have the money to be going out buying brand new clothes every week or every couple of weeks for work, whatever. As in, for example, if you want to buy a brand new Ralph Lauren shirt for the office, it's going to cost you up of €150 in your Brown Thomas's or whatever online, whereas we'll sell them for 30 or 40 quid. So, and they're the exact same. It's just been washed a couple of times and worn.
On that now, can I just talk to you about that?
Of course.
Men's shirts. I haven't met a man yet who doesn't wear his shirt, like, a lot.
Exactly.
And is he expecting then somebody else to go and buy it after? Like, are you getting reduced quality when it comes to menswear, because they tend to use the stuff?
It's possible.
Enough, not more.
It's possible, but because we handpick them and quality control, you will not find very much.
There's very little difference.
Very little difference between our ones and the brand new ones.
Listen, here's a message coming in from a listener. I feel there's still a stigma attached to secondhand clothing. I know I'd feel judged if I told some of my friends where I got it. We need this attitude to change. I buy secondhand, but I don't tell them where I got it from. I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah,
I don't think there's. I actually think people boast now about getting stuff
secondhand. I think so too. I think that's definitely a 10 or 15 year old thing, a Celtic Tiger kind of vibe, maybe, that you didn't want to be buying stuff in the charity shop cheap, that you had enough money to buy the new stuff. But now it's all in. Celebrities are buying vintage and shopping vintage. Love Island, they're wearing vintage.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think, you know, you're right. I think, you know, Celtic Tiger times, you wouldn't be caught dead in something that was secondhand. It's all changed though.
All changed now.
And anything 100%. Goes, really.
Absolutely. People are wanting to support Irish support small business, make the sustainable choice, save the few pound, and it's the exact same. And the quality is arguably sometimes better than the cheap stuff that is being shipped in by the ton every day.
We talk all the time about, you know, pushback against fast fashion. It's still very big though,
huge,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame. But look, it's price is the biggest driver in the market. And when the price is low, people will go for that. And the advertising those brands, those big brands do is hard to ignore. Like, you're getting emails every day, notifications on the app. And things are like 2 or 3 quid for a top. Now, you'll get them and they won't be like the picture you saw online, but people will still click it, shop it. But that new thing they're bringing in now, I think a new tax on the cheap stuff.
Yeah, there'll be a charge, de minimis charge.
I was only talking to my mom this morning about it. 2 or 3 euro, I think, per item, which I think is great. And it might put a bit of a stop to buying like the really, really cheap crap.
Mm-hmm. But if you're 14 or 15, you're only going to want to wear that top once.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we hear about that generation that they're really environmentally conscious, and yet they invest a lot in fast fashion, don't they?
Yeah, it's because you want to have the new thing, you want to look different for your Instagram pictures or your night out or your disco and stuff. But I think there's also a huge increase in people like swapping clothes, and like that becoming more normalized now, where like the group of girls or the group of lads, like, is there any chance I can borrow that shirt for the next night out? Or I'm sure with women it's far more popular that you can share dresses, share tops and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I suppose and criticism of some of those reselling sites will say it makes it easier to get rid of the top that you wear once.
Yeah.
And you might think that you're being sustainable, but actually you're still buying stuff.
Fair, but at least it's not new stuff that then needs to be like made again. And if that's a if people using vintage is reducing the amount of people buying stuff from your big cheap Chinese factories in the first place, then at least it's keeping it in circulation without another one being brought into the country. Mm-hmm. And it's saved instead of just dumping it in landfill where a lot of that stuff goes, because who's going to buy a 1 euro top that came in from China for a euro for 50 cent on Vinted? Like, it's probably not worth it because you're paying your 6 or 7 euro for shipping in the first place. So
yes, and then you have the additional charge now, as we said. And thanks so much for coming
Cian. Thanks for having
35 Vintage is Cian Charlton's shop. 200% increase in the sales of secondhand clothing is an extraordinary statistic.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.